If they like you, then they're more attracted to you. So I'm not knocking that. That's true. But it's different if they like you and also respect you. Now they'll actually take your knowledge and utilize it. Hey guys, welcome to the show today. It's Brian Eisenhower. I am excited to talk about today's topic. So I'm going to dive right into it. We're going to talk about recruiting, but we're going to talk specifically about recruiting by attraction. This has become a buzzword. Real estate companies have gotten more and more increasingly aggressive with regards to recruiting. I think you've seen that evolve over the years, primarily with profit sharing and revenue sharing programs. You're seeing the growth of real estate teams. This is all over the course of the last decade or two. You're seeing real estate teams go, large teams go from, you know, 5 to 10 agents have, you know, all of a sudden, you know, hundreds of agents on real estate teams. You're just seeing, you're seeing the development of real estate downlines and networks and brokerages getting larger. You're seeing recruiting become more and more prevalent. And then of course you get categories of recruiting or degrees of recruiting. And the category I want to talk about today is recruiting by attraction. It's much more stomachable to a lot of people than outward proactive recruiting, where you're reaching out directly to agents, and I'll call that traditional recruiting, where you're reaching out directly to agents. And I don't want to say that traditional recruiting is bad, because boy, it works at a high level, and we coach and we train that as well too. However, recruiting by attraction can be a little bit more stomachable and palatable from a sense of time, available time, abilities. And it can actually do a lot with retention as well, too, indirectly there. Eisenhower Coaching's Custom Training Suite is your company's own custom branded training website, loaded with Eisenhower Coaching's powerful training courses for real estate agents, teams, and brokerages. With video lessons, audio lessons, downloadable course workbooks, scripts, tools, and systems, with quizzes and action steps for accountability and implementation, managers can also monitor agent performance with detailed reporting. Agents can earn certificates and degree designations abbreviated after their name and signature lines, online profiles, and marketing. Easily create your own customized courses for local topics like file compliance, MLS systems, contracts and disclosures, CRM training, and new agent orientation. Use ICC's course training materials in your own office training rooms with our downloadable and printable student workbooks, instructor's manuals, instructional training videos for each class lesson. The Custom Training Suite is your own custom branded training system that is changing the game for real estate teams and companies everywhere. So attraction recruiting, I'm a huge fan of it, and I think it works very, very well. Over the years, I've practiced it at high levels, over multiple decades. I think nowadays, though, certainly in the last decade or two, we got to say it starts with an online presence. So if you're bashful about being online, you know, whether that's social media, whether that's podcasts, whether that's YouTube, whether that's even email newsletters, things like that, you know, we need to be in those places. You got to be where agents are if you're going to recruit by attraction. You know, you're going to attract them, which means they have to be looking at you. And if you're not there for them to look at, you're just going by word of mouth. And word of mouth is very suspect, and it's very limited. And if you're, you know, assuming that you want to recruit by attraction, that means we're going to assume that you want to grow. And, you know, and that makes sense. You know, I hope you want to grow. That's, you know, it's kind of an innate trait of all human beings is to grow. Whether that's income, free time, personal growth, spirituality, what have you, fitness, everything, you just want to get better and better. And that's a neat thing about being a human being. So the fact you want to grow your business is a very healthy thing. So recruiting by attraction, that's a very feasible way to do that. And starting with an online presence, that's really big. You need to be where agents are so they look at you. And I will tell you right now, agents are on Facebook. They are on Instagram. They are on social media. They are, you know, on YouTube. They are on those places. They are looking at their email. They, you know, they are listening to podcasts. So trying to get to those places and be in those places will do nothing but increase your attraction. Okay. So I'm going to give you 7 different strategies for recruiting by attraction here. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you seven of them. And as I do that, I think I would try to do all of these things if I were you. I would not pick and choose a few. And I think you can always improve some of these that you are doing, whether you're running a real estate team, a real estate brokerage, a national brand, you know, just cultivating and growing a downline or a network, you know, if you're into revenue sharing or profit sharing or whatnot. If you're trying to grow through an agent population in one way or the other, you know, even if you're just a vendor, you know, you're not in real estate sales and you're trying to get a following, you know, that hopefully, you know, or a mortgage broker or someone like that, you know, I think all these work for you as well too. So I'm going to start with number one. We always want to be positive in the public limelight. Okay. We don't want to be negative. We don't want to be critical. And that's, so we always want to be positive. And boy, it sounds a lot easier than it is. But I see this mistake happening all the time out there where, you know, we, in the name of professionalism, we are out bashing certain types of agent behavior. And, you know, that you may be right. You may be right. But, it, you know, when you're recruiting by attraction, if someone has done that before, you don't seem empathetic at all. You seem judgmental. And that is not positive. And you will rub people the wrong way, even subconsciously sometimes. So some, you know, some things, you know, you may be right, you know, but keep it inside or just, you know, coach it one-on-one when your own agents are misbehaving. But throwing out a lot of judgment online about anything is not a good idea. So I would take that judgment and turn it into discernment so that you're a little bit more wise about your online presence. So getting out there and saying, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that, even if you're right, even if it's good advice, I would be more in the instead do this, do this. Here's what you should do. Try to keep a positive message. Even if don't do this gets you clickbait, that may get some looks, but you know, your end all persona is not approachable. It's judgmental. You're going to see that a lot. So be real, real careful, because if you want to grow, we want to remember your tribe is this big and you want to get your tribe, let's say, this big. As you grow, it's really hard to be, you know, selective. You've got to be inclusive, not exclusive. And the word selective is so attractive. But again, by being selective, that means you're not selecting people. You can only grow so much when you start alienating certain people. Now, that, you know, I get there are certain people that don't have the integrity standards you want and the moral standards and the professional standards, maybe even the production standards. I get that. And you can, you know, case by case, select those out. But it's really hard to put up a big filter out there because it might filter out some people you do want. So try to do it the right way, staying positive out there, encouraging everyone, especially your competition, especially the agents that you don't like, especially those people you have resentments against that have done you wrong in the past. I know that's hard to do, but boy, if you start liking their stuff and commenting on their stuff and encouraging them publicly, you watch how that changes how people view you and how you feel internally. That is scientifically proven, gang, that a great way to remove resentments and anger and people that rent space in your brain so you're always thinking about them is by being is by loving on them. You know what I mean? And so you do that more, you watch how all of a sudden the crazy town up in your head starts to simmer down and be a little bit more sane. So stay positive out there. And people see that and they see a true leader when they see that kind of thing. They see someone out there they can respect. Someone out there that's, you know, bashing other brokers or even internally talking about other brokers, that's a sign of weakness. That's a sign of bad leadership. I've done that. We've all done that at different times. I can tell you right now, that is when someone else is beating the pants off you and all you're doing is evidencing it. So we want to really stop that. And if you want to preventatively strike that proactively so it does not happen and it does not show up publicly online, then be positive. Just remember, you know, there was a day when websites were a big deal. They're not that much of a big deal anymore. You know, your presence on social media is more of your website. So A, if you're not there, you don't really have a website. B, would you put negative stuff all over your website? And if the answer is no, hopefully, then let's don't put it on social media. So number one, be positive. I'm going to go into number two. Number two is very similar. We also want to be very neutral. So we don't, again, we're trying to grow, which means we're going to have to be inclusive, which means we're going to, as we grow, we're going to have to kind of extend the people that we tolerate and allow. We need to start looking at people that may not be good at something as someone who's coachable that we can maybe improve. Someone that may not seem unprofessional that you might be, you know, rather than assessing them as unprofessional, maybe you can help them out to become professional. Even if someone has a lack of integrity, they may not know how they're coming off or behaving. So before you put up a filter and assess and judge all these people, why not make a difference and try to help? I mean, that kind of comes with being positive. I mean, you have to kind of learn, you know, true leaders are this way because remember, you're going to grow. And if you grow, we're going to have to accommodate different types of people. A certain degree of diversity within our organization is going to have to exist, or we're always going to be stuck in this tiny little niche. So stop assessing people. Stop determining whether a person is good or bad or awful or nice. You watch how that, I mean, that also will just wreck your internal mindset, man. I'll tell you right now, it is very hard to be a good leader and stay positive and encourage your people if you're constantly doing that kind of stuff. It'll eat you up inside and it'll start to change who you are because those types of thoughts impact what you say. And then what you say, you have to back up, and those will then change, you know, your behaviors and your attitudes. And then it'll change your habits. And once again, that, you know, that's going to even create more negative thoughts. They're even worse. And you just keep spiraling and say even worse stuff. So we don't want to be doing that kind of stuff, generally speaking, right? We do also want to stay very professional. You know, if you're out there cussing a lot, you know, that may be who you are. You may fancy yourself as Gary Vee or down to earth or real. But again, would you put those cuss words on your website? Probably not. Why? There are people that will offend. Namely, I mean, for example, my mother, that would offend my mother. She would not think very highly of me or you if you're, you know, loose with your language or unprofessional. There's lots of people that feel that way. And they, you know, they tend to be older folks. And guess what? Older folks live in really expensive homes. So I would really, if you want to increase your price point and in theory, your amounts of each commission, I would probably watch offending older folks because older folks, you know, generally speaking, don't like cussing as much. So, you know, and there's a lot of people that don't like to cuss. There's religious people that don't like to cuss, lots of people. So, you know, if I'm open for business, I want to attract a lot of people. Just like if I'm an agent trying to get listings, I want to attract a lot of people. You need to show that level of professionalism. If you want to attract luxury agents to your brokerage or luxury listings, if you're an agent, I wouldn't be cussing. It just appears unprofessional. And those people don't want an unprofessional person marketing themselves or their house. Stay professional out there. You know, I wouldn't be talking about how much you're drinking all the time. I mean, there's a lot, you know, like 50% of America doesn't drink. So that will turn people off. And that's crazy. That is a, I think it's national CDC type of stat or something. Understand, like, would you put a picture of you with, you know, red Solo cups on your website? No. So stay real professional out there and you will attract more. Stop pigeonholing yourself into a little niche. Same with politics. I mean, half the country is the other political party than you. So stop being all in on yours online. Would you put like Democrats only on your website? No, you wouldn't. You want to do business with other people. Same with religion. Putting that out there, you know, on social media, the strength of your religion, that's one thing. I mean, you can do that. But again, would you put Christians only on your website? I mean, there are some wealthy people from other religions out there. Do you want to be diverse in your clientele and your agent population? Or do you just want to work with people that feel the exact same way as you do? Because they're not going to feel comfortable with that. So be real careful about what you wear on your sleeve because of the excuse of, well, I just got to be me. I just got to be real. You know, that is true in your personal life. But I don't know that in your professional life that ever, you know, that's probably the best attitude. I mean, we have, you know, we're not 16 anymore. We got to grow up and we have responsibilities at some point. And I think you know, I think your family is much better served if your business is more successful, you know, and you'll have more free time and all that. The bigger the business goes, the more free time you should have, the more disposable income, the more you can do to help your religion or your charity or, you know, your political party, you know, all of that. Help them that way, you know, help them with all the money you make from being highly professional, neutral, and positive online. So that's number one, be positive. Number two, be very neutral. Be very neutral. Be open-minded. Okay. Number three, I want you to celebrate. Okay. I want you to celebrate. And when we talk about celebrate, I mean, I want you to celebrate the agent in your office. Do that with a lot of awards. Okay. So celebrate with awards. I mean, not just end of the year awards. I would give monthly awards with agents in your team in your office. I would give quarterly awards, and I'd give lots of different types of awards. As many as you can do. Things like, you know, the most units, the most sales volume are pretty obvious, but like highest price listing, you know, rookie of the year, rookie of the month, most listings taken. You can move into other things like, you know, if you have real estate teams, you know, top buyer's agents, top listing agents, you know, top administrative assistants, if those exist in your brokerage or even on your team. Spotlighting those people is wonderful. Here's what that does. When you do give awards, number one, you know, it does a lot for the agents in your office. No one will admit they really like awards, but trust me, they all love them. Okay. Number two, you put it out there, you enable them, your agents, to humble brag. Okay. Which means, I mean, you've seen it. It's really hard to like put on social media how awesome you are. But if someone else shares and tags you in how awesome you are, it's a whole different level of authenticity and you don't feel so arrogant. So you can humble brag. You as a broker doing that for them, you know, and posting it out there and putting it online enables them to share those posts. Or tagging them in it enables them to not even have to share it. It just goes no time. And now all of their friends see it. And guess who all of their friends are? All their friends are other real estate agents. So not only do they see your post, they see all the agents' posts because they will definitely share all that. And if you're constantly doing awards, not just year-end awards, you're just celebrating constantly your agent successes that way. All the other agents in other offices say, man, that'd be neat if I had those all the time. Wow, wouldn't that be great if I could constantly do that? Boy, look at the value that brokerage or that team gives to its agents. Pretty fabulous stuff. Putting that out there, you watch, it creates a whole lot of a chain reaction virally of positivity. So you're not even telling anyone, in fact, nothing I've said so far said, hey, come join our office. You know, that to me is more traditional recruiting. Instead, this is just showing and evidencing publicly what you do in your office. And it is something that typically most competitors do not do at a high level. I almost guarantee you that 95% of any multiple listing service or any area, the broker owners or the team leaders do not do these at these high levels. They may do it every now and then. But if you're constantly loving on your agents, they see it. Other agents want that too. You know, so why doesn't, you know, it's like the Jerry Maguire quote. Why doesn't my agent do that? I want what they have. And you'll see that starts to happen. That's what putting positive stuff out there does. It does start to come back and you kind of have to believe in that. So that's a big deal. Okay. So number one, always be positive. Number two, neutral. Number three, celebrate with awards. Number four, I want you to market your agent's successes at a high level. Okay. It's kind of the same concept as awards, but it's other types of successes, right? So like success stories, you know, and again, it enables them to humble brag. They can share it. Everybody just sees that you love on your agents. It's not about you. It's about them, right? It just shows what you do for your agents on your team or in your brokerage. So you're putting out there, hey, look at how our agent did this, you know, brand new licensee just closed four transactions in their first 4 months, you know, things like that. Or wow, look at our top agent. She did it again. People always have a hard time, like a lot of stress about retaining their top agents. Well, I mean, love on them. Do the same stuff, man, because they have a hard time bragging about themselves too. So let them humble brag. Talk about what an amazing role model they are in the office. What an amazing leader they are. talk about how much they sold in 1 month or how many listings they've taken or some great client review they got or something they did for the local association of realtors. Everything that makes you proud, turn it around, put it out there publicly to help them. And then ask them to share it, you know what I mean? And put it out there or just tag them in it, because now all their people will see it. All their clients will see it. All the other agents will see it. It's very easy stuff. And that will attract. People want that, okay? So we market those agent successes. Another common one that's really, really easy to do is, you know, go look and see where your agents on your team or in your brokerage rank in the local MLS. And you've seen this before, I'm sure, but very few people do it. It kind of shocks me because you could do this quarterly. You could do this twice a year. You could do it annually. It's very easy to pull up MLS stats and typically see, you know, where your agents rank in the MLS. And it's not hard to get in the top 1% or the top 5%, and certainly not the top 10% of your MLS. You'll be shocked how many of your agents are in the top 10%. Why? Because in most MLSs, 50 to 60% of the agent population has not even sold one property in the last year. That is the way it's been for decades and decades and decades. I've been in the business for 35 plus years now. And I can tell you right now, that's always been the case. A lot of people just hang their license and don't operate. So, you know, already we're in the top 45%. And I'll tell you, the top 20%, you usually just have to sell like four or five houses. Again, the high volume areas, that changes a little bit. But for the most part, if we're talking about the median home price, those are the numbers. So very easy to get someone in the top 1% by either units or volume, depending. And marketing that and saying, hey, congratulations on being in the top 1% of MLS, just creating a quick little, you know, template on canva.com where you put their photo up there. And now they can humble brag, they can share it. Again, all the other agents say, look what he does for his agents, look what she does for her agents, blah, blah, blah. And it it just shows you're just adding more value. And wow, more and more people saying, wow, look what they've got. And what that will do is it'll cause competing team leaders and competing brokers to do one of two things. They may try to start copying some of it. They may. I don't think they'll be consistent with it. I've never seen them do it. Or number two, which is much more likely than them actually doing work, is actually knocking it and ripping it and doing negative things towards you. Now you're winning, because we call that brokers behaving badly. Because once they start getting negative and they start talking about you, you're going to move into a sprint towards growth, because that is what most leaders unfortunately do, because they're not true leaders. They haven't learned those traits yet not to do those things. Those are impulses we all have, but by acting on them, we just spiral and get worse and worse with that type of negative behavior like we talked about, okay? So again, we always want to market agent successes. That's going to be number four. Number five, we want to show training and coaching and any productivity efforts within the office, okay? So market what we do in our office a lot. Like if we're having a training session, market it, a coaching session, an accountability group, a mastermind session. Maybe you've got a productivity coach in your office that has a leaderboard of all the coaching. It just shows all the stuff you're doing in your organization. Maybe your real estate team has a dashboard where the numbers look pretty good right now, or you have a team meeting where people are engaging and talking, little short videos or photos of that, and just showing that stuff's going on that's productivity focused. We're getting better. Training, coaching, mentoring, masterminding, things like that. Show stuff's going on, because in most places, things aren't going on and they're sitting there stagnating, dying on the vine. And when people are struggling, they're looking to say, hey, where's the energy? I want to gravitate towards the energy. And you'll see, you know, people in real estate definitely move like a herd, and there's a lot of good productive potential in those herds, let me tell you, that can get untapped if they see what's going on in your office. Another reason to have that training, because you say, I don't have time for that training, or people don't show up and all that. Guys, whoever shows up. You try to get a couple more and that's it. Just try to move the needle a little bit, because the recruiting value of doing those things is astronomical. Plus, the energy in your office is more fun. It's just, you'll feel better about what you're doing in your career if you're helping your agents more, right? So show a lot of training, coaching. So we're going to call it just, you know, show productivity efforts in your office, okay? That's number five. Number six, we always market the agent in front of the company, okay? So whether you're a team or a brokerage, I want to put the agents in front always, especially you real estate team leaders out there. We want to show that we, because you'll see most people leave teams. One of the main reasons is I want to build my own identity. And I just never understood that. Like, I mean, I guess I understand their thought, but I don't understand why they felt that they were losing their identity. And that's usually because it's usually valid. It's because the team leader just wants to brand themselves. And man, you got to come from abundance rather than that type of scarcity. Put the agent out in front. Their successes are your successes. I mean, there's only one of you. And in theory, you're trying to make a lot of them. We want them to succeed, because if they succeed and everybody sees you're marketing them first, they won't feel like there's a loss of identity. For example, a solo agent that is at Coldwell Banker has a couple names on the sign, or Keller Williams. There's names on the sign. Solo agents there don't feel like they're losing their identity. Why? Because their name and photo is big and the name is very small. Why not do the same with your real estate team? Even if it's at a large brokerage, put them both small and market the agent out in front. Put their face out in front and or their name. I know there's licensing laws about sizes of fonts and things in some places. But guys, you know, there's always a way to do it. Figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, it's, there's plenty of ways to do it. So make sure they don't feel like their identity is being lost. Get over yourself. Get over the brokerage. The success of the brokerage is determined by the success of its people. So make your people successful and just have faith that your team or brokerage will. Okay. So put the agents in front of the company, whatever type of company it is. Okay. Lastly, number seven. Okay. Always add value to the remaining agent population. Okay. So this is the first time I'm going to say do something out there for agents that aren't in your brokerage, although it will impact agents in your brokerage as well. Okay. This is really important. Add value. And what I mean is help them. You know, most all agents have one glaring need. Okay. They want to make more money and or work less at the same time. Okay. That is almost always. So you meet any agent and really dig down deep with them by doing a needs analysis, which is something we teach through traditional recruiting. And you find out what their real needs are. It's usually one of those two things. Almost all want more income and to be able to work less at the same time. They want more of that passive income. They want income coming from other people. They just want to have more life balance. They want higher price points so they can work less and make more money. They almost always want to make more money and or work less. So put value out there, small little tidbits of tips on how to do that. If you are able to do that, you are going to help people and people will start to respect your intelligence. All it takes is to tell somebody something they didn't know and you're going to gain a little bit of respect. Too often, we rely on social relationships, which is a form of peer pressure, which is good. I mean, you know, if they like you, then they're more attracted to you. So I'm not knocking that. That's true. But it's different if they like you and also respect you. Now they'll actually take your knowledge and utilize it. They might actually lead generate. They might actually get their database together. They might actually come to your team or brokerage because they're picking up what you're putting down and they might want a little bit more of it. So how do we do that? Short videos and email newsletters, social media reels, you know, even memes and stagnant posts and all over, you know, YouTube videos, all of that type of stuff. And it can be turned around back to the agents in your office as well, too. It has a major retention impact because they're impressed with what you're putting out there. You're out there trying to add value and meeting the need. So we want to add value to the local real estate community. And kind of establish yourself as you know, you don't have to be a guru or whatnot or anything like that, but we do want to show that you know what you're talking about and not just being a deal doctor. Like, hey, you know, because every broker's that. Every broker fancies themselves the best at like navigating problems with transactions. Okay. I don't know one that doesn't. So yes, you're that. I get that. But, you know, talking about how to fill out forms and how to get deposits back and how to remove contingencies and things like that, you know, guys, that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about their real true needs. They expect that from you. That's like a minimum level of expectation that they get from every brokerage. The ones that really tend to grow, the large ones, are the ones that actually help them meet their lifetime goals, which is, again, making more income and working less at the same time. So if you can keep adding that type of true value out there, value that exceeds that minimum baseline of expectations, you'll go a very, very long way. And again, when you're out there doing that, I'm going to go all the way back up to number one about being positive. Be sure to talk about what to do rather than what not to do. Okay. Because if you start about talking about what not to do, you're going to start rubbing people the wrong way. You know, you may have a script that you love, or an agent may have a script that they love as their go-to script that they attribute a lot of their success to. And if you say, don't do that, here's why, you've lost a lot of respect and the chances of getting that agent. So try to be positive. Show you can do it by just being positive. You don't need to cheat. And I used to do this. I'm actually telling you something that I used to do. And I had a really great leader tell me at once, a very famous leader, actually. And he was a mentor of mine. And I used to get up on stage and I'd kind of get racy on stage, right? And I'd cross the line a little bit. And we're talking this a long time ago. This is 20 plus years ago. And I crossed the line a little bit and I'd do that. And I justify that by saying that would get people's attention. I mean, that'd wake them up, you know, kind of Gary V-ish there, I guess, long before Gary V. And that'd be my justification for it. And so, yeah, but wouldn't it be neat if you could do that without crossing that line and alienating a certain segment of the population? And that's probably why guys like Tony Robbins are a lot more popular than Gary Vee, is Gary Vee's going to offend a lot of people that don't like his language. So all of a sudden his wolf pack gets a little smaller, you know, not to say I wouldn't like his wolf pack. I mean, he's a very successful dude. I'm not knocking Gary Vee here, but it's an example we can all relate to. And I think the same thing is true. You don't ever want to limit your client base. So stay positive and talk more about what to do and what you can do rather than what you should not do. That's a big, big, big one. And you can have a lot of justifications for having that negative tone out there. A big one is clickbait. Big one is trying to increase professionalism. But let's really try to stay positive in general, right? So be positive. Try to stay neutral. I want you to celebrate with awards in your office. Get that out there. Market your agent's success stories. I want you to show your agent productivity efforts in your office, coaching, training sessions. Put your agents in front of the brokerage, number six. Then lastly, I want you to add value to the entire real estate community. Add value to the entire real estate community by helping them meet their goals. Okay? So I hope that helps you guys. Recruiting by attraction in a nutshell. And get out there, be positive, and get your wolf pack bigger. All right. See you the next time. Thanks for listening to the Brian Eisenhower podcast. You can learn more about ICC at eisenhowercoaching.com. That's eisenhower.com. You can also enroll in one of our many online courses at icconlinelearningcenter.com. That's icconlinelearningcenter.com, where you'll find the most expansive real estate training library in the industry. We also offer custom training portals for real estate teams and brokerages looking to give all of their agents access to our expansive course list of courses and training systems. Some companies even take it one step further by purchasing versions of our courses and systems that are white label branded to their specific real estate organizations. Also, be sure to subscribe to Eisenhower Coaching's YouTube channel to watch new video content that we put out each and every week. And again, be sure to join the fastest growing Facebook group for top performing real estate professionals by searching for the Real Estate Agent Roundtable Group. With all of that said, thank you again for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Brian Eisenhower Podcast.